along the journey of the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad was the secret routes and safe houses to help slaves escape slavery. The states we will be visiting are Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, and Canada. The first place is the Callaway Plantation. People who lived there was John Callaway and many other Callaways. The people who traveled in this house was mostly, I believe, the slaves that worked there. He had about 2,000 acres of land and 25 slaves, as well as property to be taken over. He had bought, acquired, and stole tracts of land other than his home. It is located 2116 Lexington Road, Georgia. It is a plantation, and this place was not safe. It was one of the first stops on the Underground Railroad. Mr. Callaway owned slaves. He did not help them. Here are some things that he made them do. First, they learned to raise sheep, goats, horses, and cows. They also learned how to pick cotton, corn, and vegetables. In 1783, John and his family settled on a tract of land. The land was granted to him by the state of Georgia. He owned slaves and required more than from 1783 until he died in 1821. Rose Hill Plantation. The people who lived in the Rose Hill Plantation was William H. Gist. He was the 68th governor of South Carolina. Rose Hill had a plantation about 2,000 acres where slaves grew cotton, corn, and oats. Dean Rose had approximately 20 slaves. In 1840, he had 82 slaves, and lastly, in 1860, he had 178 slaves. The plantation is located in 1 Rose Hill, Buffalo. It is positioned in one of the first stops to freedom. The plantation is not a safe house along the way. No, the slaves did not trust the people at the site. The people ran a plantation because it was the law. William had slaves from approximately 1819 to when the Civil War ended. William died in February 10th, 1987. Alston Plantation. The house was built for Delia Alston by her father, Joseph John. Delia was married to John Baker. It was also built for their children. The plantation house was built between 1810 and 1825. The family grew fruits and vegetables in the kitchen garden near the house. They had a cornfield, which was between the wooden building that now serves as a museum. The site is located in present-day Acton County in North Carolina. It sits on a corner of Deep River. It is also one of the first stops to freedom. No, this is not a safe house along the way. The conductors at this site did not risk their lives for slaves. The slaves were used to run the plantation house was built between 1810 through 1825. In 1974, it was listed on the National Reservations of History. Patrick Henry's Red Hill. This was the final home of Patrick Henry. Jesse was a slave, and he did work such as blacksmithing. Pedro was a slave and worked as a trusted messenger and coachman at the plantation. There was a total of 67 slaves that worked at the Red Hill. One historical event that happened was that there is a graveyard that has at least 300 generations of African slaves. Patrick had a law office that was one of the buildings that did not catch on fire in 1790 and was used as a private study for Patrick. This site is located 1250 Red Hill Road in again is one of the first stops to freedom in Virginia. The plantation was not a safe house along the way. The conductors at the site did not risk their life. Instead, they made slaves plant tobacco that also included fertilizing, transporting, and topping. They also picked wheat, corn, also repaired pens and fences. Lastly, they worked in the garden. The plantation was owned by 11 men from 1772 to 1794. Patrick married in 1826 to Alvira McLennan. Patrick died in 1868 from stomach cancer. Kennedy Farm. The Kennedy Farm was owned by a man named Dr. Robert Kennedy. John Brown arrived in Maryland and rented the house. His co-partners lived there too. Kennedy died in 1858. In 1859, John Brown wintered the house. John Brown planned and began his raid on Harper's. in West Virginia. In 1859, with his co-partners, they attacked the Federal Army at Harper's Ferry to start a slave rebellion. The Kennedy Farm is located 2406 Chestnut Grove Road. From reading, I see that I don't believe that this is a safe house. Kennedy Farm is located 2406 Chestnut Grove Road, Shapesburg. From reading, I see that I don't believe that the farm is a safe house. According to some texts that I have been reading, John Brown was not the first or last stop for freedom. I know that he intended to arm slaves with guns. Only a small number joined his revolution. Why John Brown risked his life was because he was influenced by Nat Turner in 1831. I don't know if the slaves trusted John Brown, but he tried to make the slaves free and gave them what. John got arrested, tied, convicted, and hanged for the action. He died in 1859. Liberty Bell. The interesting people who traveled through the site was Isaac Norris and the chairman of the site. Asked an agent in London to buy the bell. Robert Charles ordered the bell from London's White Chapel. The historical event that happened was that in 1752, Robert Charles bought the Liberty Bell. It was 150 pounds, 13 shingles, and 8 pences. This site is located 5526 Market, St. Philadelphia. I don't think slaves used this bell, but one fact is that 1846 on Washington's birthday, when they were ringing it, the bell got a big crack. That's why it has a crack. It was almost like it was their last stop to freedom because the bell rang for people to know that slavery is done. Did you know that they made the Liberty Bell to make the 50-year anniversary of William 1701 Carter, which served as a Pennsylvania's ordinary custom? This means the bell has all the rights and freedoms valued by people all over the world. This date occurred from July 8th, 1776 till now, where you are going to visit. Harriet Tubman's house. The people who lived in this house, Harriet, of course, and the thousands of slaves that she brought through her house. In 1863, Harriet fought in a civil war as a secret military spy. She led soldiers to plantations. Her and James Montgomery set fires to buildings. They destroyed bridges and freed many slaves on different plantations. This site is located 180 South Street, New York. Yes, this was a safe house. It was one of the stops to when they were getting close to freedom. I think why Harriet made the choices she did was because she didn't think it was right that slaves were treated like that, and she wanted to help them. I think that the people trusted Harriet because they maybe heard from their family or people at the plantation that Harriet brought them to freedom, and that all the slaves she brought all made it to Canada. The date range is from when she was born, and she died in March 10th, 1913. St. Armand. Former underground slaves you can hear stories about, but most slaves went to different cities to be free. There are many slaves that fought in the Civil War that died in their helmets. There is no stone markers, there are just old stories. This site is thought to be one of the only four in Canada. The site is positioned in the last stop to freedom on the route of underground slaves. Yes, I would say this is a safe house, but it was not used as a safe house. This was their last stop to freedom. People at the site made this choice, I think, because they were black and wanted to show people how bad slavery was and what actually they went through. The slaves trusted the people at the site because it is in Canada and the people probably heard stories about this place before. This site occurred from almost when slavery started till now. Driving directions. The first stop you are going to start from the Callaway Plantation to the Rose Hill Plantation. Go east on Highway 78, Lexington Road. When you get to George Washington Town, go on Highway 378. When you get to McCormick Town, continue east on 221 Greenway Highway. Turn right and to William Road, South Carolina Highway 56. Go right, Barrel Stave Road. Continue on Barrel Stave Road till you go to John Sword Road. Then turn right on Old Boundcombe Road. Continue on that road till you get to Gilly Church Road. Continue on Sirius Road. Then keep going until you hit the Rose Hill Plantation. It will take you 2 hours and 16 minutes from the Rose Hill Plantation to the Alston Plantation. Get on US 64, take Interstate 87 to US 64, then continue 64 till you get to the Alston Plantation. It will take you 1 hour and 20 minutes drive from the Alston Plantation from the Patrick Henry's Red Hill. Go on Highway 64, then go north onto Highway 87, then go north on Road 2158. Then get onto Road 54, then get onto East 2123, then get onto Road 1928, then get onto Road 49, then switch to Road 64, switch to Road 86, get on Road 29, then get on Road 640, continue on Road 40, and then get on Road 501. Keep going on that road till you get to Road 600. Keep on that road till you reach Patrick Henry's Red Hill. It will take you 2 hours and 30 minutes from Patrick Henry's Red Hill to Kennedy Farm. Take Road 677, then get onto Road 619, then Road 605, then hop onto Highway 501. Now you are going to get onto Road 655, now back onto Highway 505. Now you are going to get on Highway 29, now you're going to get on Road 6, now Road 151. Now Interstate 64, now Interstate 81, continue Road 7, now get onto Highway 340, continue that till you get there. From Kennedy Farm to the Liberty Bell. Start by taking Highway 340, now go onto Interstate 70, now take Interstate 95, continue Interstate 95 till you reach the Liberty Bell. It is 2 hours and 50 minute drive. From the Liberty Bell to Harriet Tubman's house. Start by getting on Interstate 76, then get on Interstate 476, then get on Interstate 81, then get on Road 90, then get on Road 38, then onto Road 34. This route takes 4 hours and 20 minutes. St. Harriet Tubman's house to St. Arnold. Start by taking Road 34, now take Highway 90, now take Road 365, now take Road 8, then take Highway 9, now get onto Interstate 87, then get onto State Highway 23 to State Highway 202, then to State Highway 133. This takes 5 hours and 12. Schedule. The first place is the Callaway Plantation. I will get there as it opens Tuesday at 10 a.m. I'll be at the site for 2 hours. I will leave at 12 p.m. I will have lunch from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. and get on the road for Rose Hill Plantation. It takes 2 hours and 16 minutes to get to the Rose Hill Plantation, so I will arrive at 3:16. I will stay at the Rose Hill Plantation till 4:30. I will have dinner in the Rose Hill Plantation and stay the night. I will get up at 9 a.m. on Wednesday and have breakfast and get on the road to Alston Plantation at 10 a.m. It will take 1 hour and 20 minutes to get there, so I'll arrive at 11:20. I will drive by the plantation at 11:30. I will have lunch in North Carolina and drive 2 hours and 30 minutes to get to the Patrick Henry's Red Hill. I will get to Patrick Henry's Red Hill at 1:30 on Wednesday. I will stay at Patrick Henry's Red Hill till 3. I will have dinner and stay the night in Virginia. I will wake up at 7 a.m. Thursday morning and have breakfast and get on the road by 8 a.m. The next stop is Kennedy Farm. This will take 4 hours and 24 minutes, so I'll arrive at 12:30. I will have lunch before I have a tour of Kennedy Farm. I already called ahead for a tour and got the tour at 1:30. I stayed for 1 hour and left at 2:30. I already drove 4 hours and 24 minutes today, so I'll stay the night and have dinner here. Friday morning, I will get up at 7 a.m. and have breakfast, get on the road by 8. I am driving to the Liberty Bell. The drive will take 2 hours and 15 minutes. I will get to the Liberty Bell at 11. I will have to wait in line, so we will be here till approximately 11:45. Then I will go to lunch in Philadelphia. I will leave at 1 p.m. for Donport, Philadelphia. It will take 2 hours to get to Donport, so I will arrive here at 3 a.m. I will stay the night here and have dinner. Saturday morning, I will get up at 7 a.m. and have breakfast, get on the road by 8. It will take 2 hours and 20 minutes to get to Harriet Tubman's house. I'll get to Harriet Tubman's house in time for lunch before 12 p.m. tour. The tour will last 1 hour, so I'll be done at Harriet Tubman's house at 1. I'll drive to New York. This will take 2 hours, I will have dinner and spend the night in Spartan, New York. Sunday morning, I will get up at 8 a.m. and have breakfast and get on the road. It will take 3 hours and 20 minutes to get to Armin Cemetery. I will have lunch before the visit. I visit the cemetery. I will spend about 45 minutes at the cemetery. The total number of miles for the trip is 1,324.3. If you divide that by 25 miles, you get 52.97 gallons of gas. 52.97 times $4 is 211.88. The cost of gas for the trip is 211.88. I will be staying for 5 nights long, and the cost of the hotel is 100, so the total for hotels will be 500. The cost of food is $300. I had 15 meals, and the cost of $20 at the meal at the Callaway Plantation, it will cost me $5 to get it. At the Rose Hill Plantation, it will cost me $5 to get in. The Patrick Henry's farm, it will cost me $4. At the Kennedy farm, I cannot find a cast, so I'm thinking the tour is free. At the Liberty Bell, it will cost me $2. And lastly, at Harriet's house, it would cost me $1.50. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you guys had a good trip.